What's up, trendsetters? Hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome to another episode of A Weekly Word. Now, if you were at service on Sunday, you know we had a glorious time. The Lord really blessed the service. The prayer was awesome. The praise and worship was top shelf. And the Lord really blessed us with a word. Of course, the subject was a mind to heed counsel. And so if you are paying attention, you should have learned what it means to heed someone. One of the definitions that we were taught has to do with godly advice. Now, of course, to heed just simply means to get advice from a number of sources or from a particular person. But when you're talking about God and the things that pertain to God, we're talking about godly advice or insight based upon the unseen or God's word. So it's important for us to make sure that we heed God's counsel. Okay. Now, when a person heeds God's counsel, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 12 and 15 that we're wise. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, it says, but he who heeds counsel is wise. So it's God's desire for us to be wise, for us to be smart, intelligent, clever, strong, successful. That's his desire. And so we need to have the mindset once we have received this, that I'm not going to be anybody's fool. I'm not going to be anybody's fool. I'm not going to be foolish because of how I think, talk, or act. And I'm not going to allow anyone to persuade me or anyone to influence me to do that which is foolish or stupid. You know how we say, we don't want to get hooked up on that dumb stuff. And so it's important as we grow as young men and young women that we have that mindset. Wouldn't it be so wonderful if Adam had that mindset? You love your wife, you love Eve, Adam, but you played the fool. You allowed your wife to deceive you. And the Bible says he heeded the voice of his wife. We should more or less strive to be like Job, where Job did not allow the voice of his wife to persuade him to curse God and die. That's what she wanted. Okay, but the Bible says he did not sin with his lips. His words were acceptable to God. He was to the point to where he was not going to be anybody's fool. And that's how we need to be. We need to be to the point on a day-to-day basis as an individual man, as an individual young woman, you have the mindset, I am not going to be anybody's fool. I get tired of seeing young people play the fool. Have you ever seen young people play the fool before, to where they listen to folk they have no business listening to? I believe that's why Paul had to tell one church that evil company, it corrupts good habits. And then he told another church, we talked about it in the message. If you didn't get to hear Sunday's message, the link is down in the description, or if you need to listen to it again, make sure you follow that link. But Paul told the Galatian church, matter of fact, he called them foolish because they allowed someone to bewitch them or to persuade or influence them that they should not obey the truth. Whatever you're dealing with, who's ever in your ear, if they are trying to give you advice or counsel that is contrary to God's will, if you do it, you're playing the fool. But if you are determined to stand on God's word, that says that you are wise. And so let us remember, God always gives us a choice. We just have to let our mind be as the mind of Christ. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to realize that what you're going through is only temporary. I want you to understand that God sees everything. His eyes behold the good and the evil, but the scripture says he weighs the hearts. God will allow us to go through things just to see what we're going to do or who we are going to heed, and then we will be rewarded accordingly. So stand on God's word. Know you have the victory through your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Know that it's by your faith that you overcome the world. That's where your victory is. So make sure you're standing on God's word, keeping the faith. Don't cast away your confidence, and make sure you don't be anybody's fool. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode of A Weekly Word. Make sure you check out the links down in the description, and especially the link I have to this week's episode of Primetime Faith. I will be talking about Super Bowl 57, some of the things that took place with Rihanna. Oh, wow. We touched on Rihanna in our message last week. So last week was just a great word, a mind to heed counsel. But I'm going to deal with the Super Bowl in this week's Primetime Faith, and it should come out either later today, which is Wednesday, or Thursday. So you want to make sure you have your notifications on so you can be notified when that episode drops, so you can stay informed about what's going on. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.